Rashi told us after Yaakov Avinu goes in to get the brachas, so Maisa, he comes out and he says, well, upset at him, he wants to kill him. So Rivka's in a quandary. On one hand, she has an issue, she has a problem that she has to get Yaakov out of there. She has to get Yaakov out of there out of no time, because it was understood to her that Yosef is waiting to kill him. So she has to get him out of there. On the other hand, there's a whole different schmooze, but Rivka, on the other hand, didn't want, for whatever reason, maybe she understand that Yitzchak was working on Makar of Esav, whatever it was, his cheshbon is that Yitzchak didn't get rid of Esav, which is another old shmooze. So, but she was afraid. Netziv already says that when first she met Yitzchak Avinu, she was a very young girl, she fell off the thing, she had a certain pachar of Yitzchak. So whatever reason, that's why you see the Netziv speaks about, that's why she didn't tell him exactly who Esav was. She had respect, whatever. But at the same time, she has to get Yaakov out of there, because he's in danger for his life. She has to come with some plan that he has to get out of there immediately. He has to get out of there. So she needs a plan. She can't tell him about it. So what's she going to do? So she comes in with a new plan. She knocks on the door. Husband, I have to speak to you. She has one liner, and that is the third devised plan. How she's body going to get him to get out of there? She says, "Katzti b'chaya." It's my life is coming to an end. Chas v'shalom, she says. Her plan was, seems very short in the process, I don't see it in the first speech, but it seems to be a plan was. Chaim says interesting, she didn't want to tell the guys that told Yitzchak Yisrael is Rechilis. It's Rechilis. But Yaakov, she was mutter to tell him to run away. But she didn't want to tell him. But he said, "Want to tell us it's Rechilis." She knew that he was killing her. That's Rechilis against Esav. So the Rechaim said she didn't want to tell. I just looked at it there. It's Rechilis. Yaakov, she was mutter to tell him because Loisam Adam Riecha. But Kabbi Yisrael, so she advises her katzer b'chayim. I mean, she needs a full plan. That's the whole plan. That's it. Go in there and say, it's Pikuach Nefesh, she has to go to learn yeshiva. It's Pikuach Nefesh, there's a new yeshiva that opened up. They learn Shmais Alivi de Hilchasa, Applebaum's in Eretz Yisrael. Send them off. Bus Epis. This is the plan. It's one line, and that's it. And Taka works. The next pasuk, boom, she hit it on the nose. Go out. Cool. But you got to go out to put that on rough. So if I start, we have to say, I mean, what's the pshayla? So maybe do like Yitzchak, have someone go out Eliezer or somebody, the slave again. So if I start, it could be with Mashma in the puzzle that she's worried that there's so many blessed chesed and maybe Yaakov with Miskar, I don't know, it's a shtaka horror, why they couldn't set up. If I start, they didn't have a trustworthy servant that was like Eliezer. So they said, okay, you got to get him out of here right away. Why was that plan so foolproof? Secondly, there's a Vilna Gaon. The Gaon in Sefer Evan Shloimeh. Evan Shloimeh is a liquid of all the biggest sodas of the Gaon. It's called Evan Shloimeh. And the second maimon in even Evan Shloimeh is a beautiful Sefer everybody should get for the Gaon. It says, Iker chiyusoy shel adam, the Iker chiyus of a person in this world, who shviras hamidus, to break your midus. That's the ikke chiyusa. Closes the going. The ikke what we're living in. It's an unbelievable film, the going. The ikka while you're living in this world, I say, ikka chiyusa shal adam hu shviras amidus. That's the goal. But the goal answers another thing. That's the ikka chiyus of a person. That's what you're living for. The goal doesn't take a living for Torah, not for gemilas chasadim, or we came into this world. This stuff could be a chelik of it. Ikka chiyusa shal adam hu shviras amidus. So the Goyin says, that's the Ikechiyas of Adam, the only gets off. V'im lav, the only working in your life, B'shev Yemidus, Lama loy chayim, why does he need life? So I had a kasha on this Vilna Goyin. The Mekfokoros and the Goyin, who are the ones who bring the Pekor of the Goyin, is a pasuk in Mishlei, that Herif mi Musar al Teraf, Lusa Shiena, I forgot the lashon of the pasuk, that learn Musar, that's going to help you, because Musar is Avodas HaMidus, to work on your Midus, and if you don't have who Yoshiach, that's going to save you. My story is that Yechius, that's what you're doing here, it's going to save you. Or Yitzaren, or whatever. But why the Goyin have to hear? The Goyin is like a Rishon, says Rabbi Chaim Lashon, the Vilna Goyin had a din like a Rajbo and Ulai Karamban. He was like a Rishon. Every word of the Goyin, especially Bi'ar Groh, is Maduik, like a Rishon, the Vilna Goyin. So why did the Goyin have to hear Vim Lav Lama Loi Chayim? He already said that's the Ikechius. Vim Lav Lama Loi Chayim. Where's this Makor of the Goyin, Vim Lav Lama Loi Chayim? So I wanted to say Gavalta the Shtickle over here. Rivka says to Yitzchak, "Katzdi v'chayv lebi lois cheis, and okay, Yav ishim lois cheis. If he's going to take one of these women around here, this is what we have to choose for. Kaelu lebi lois arutz lama li chayim." She says, "What is my wife worth? Why is my wife worth living?" So this was a good point, but she was very serious. But I have no word. My life's not worth living. Take it easy, Rivka. So he takes it for lois cheis. What's the problem? The Teretz is that we spoke once before. The Drush Sharan is Masbir. Vos Epis. The Drush Sharan is Masbir. Vos Epis. Eliezer goes to Padan Aram to get a wife for Rivka from Besuel. Aboisai Besuel was a Catholic priest. He wore a collar, bald-headed collar, one of those white collars. He was Oyvin of Azara. And his son Laban also, he was the assistant priest. They were Oyvin of Azara. Avram says, okay, we got to go get a good wife, the mama for all the generations. Who is she? She didn't go to the Beis Yankov. She didn't go to even to PS 121. She went to a Catholic public school. They had a big cross when he came into the building. They did like they do with their thing. That's what she learned. First grade, they learned about the little psalm, that little thing. Second grade, they went up to the bigger. Ninth grade, that big, tall psalm. That's what she learned in school. That's the school she went to. So this is the choice. I could send out, and send them out to Padan Aram. Here he is, Avram, the Gadol Hador with a long beard. Avram with a long beard coming in there. That's long pace. Here's Mechutin, Reverend John Simpson. They have a nice picture for the camera, the guy with his long white thing with the white collar, Trump sitting there with his frock and his long white beard. Picture for the camera. Looks like a, what's it called, interfaith, you know, what's it called, convention. No, he's a mechutanin. The guy had going had God of Ramavinu with Reverend Paul. Here he is. Mamish. That was... And Avram says, no, I thought the one from the Reverend's family. What's the choices? Okay, he said, not choices. No, his other choice was a simple choice. The Rosh Hashiva of the second biggest yeshiva, Eliezer Zokta Mashon Yuma Chavches, was a Rosh Hashiva. Doilu Umashke B'Terosa. And Ulai, he had a daughter. Now this daughter, everybody said, you could say maybe, she learned in the Beis Yankov of, it's not Sarah Shner, but Sarah Yimeno. Beis Yaakov Sari Yimeinu. Beis Yaakov Sari Shnea. He had Beis Yaakov Sari Yimeinu. It's becoming the best Beis Yaakov. She had sneers all the way down to her, to the bar. She wore like one of those things that they wear, those things on like the Arab women. She wore a baka, whatever it is, burqa. She was the sneers most of Israel, and she mamas knew every shtickle Torah, Pasha's Bray, all the 400 sets of the Zohar. Her father was the Rosh Yeshiva. Elias had a long beard like Avram. He looked like Avram, they said. He must have had a shtickle. It looked a little bit like, you know, his beard wasn't, Avram's beard was down to his knees. He had a beard down to here. And he gave shiurim all the time. And here's the Shaila. Elias of Avram with his beard. For Reverend Paul's daughter. And sing the gospel music. Bam, 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 at the well. Can we carve that down? This is Avram Avinu, the God of our door. No gospels by the engagement. They wanted to walk down to Jingle Bell. Jingle Man. And Avram said, no, not my chasim. He could have had Yaakov Shweki, Eliezer's daughter, walking down. They wanted to play Jingle Bells. He said, nope, none of that at my chasim, Avram. So he was able to get no Jingle Bells. What's going on? This is the Drush Haran's kash. So affected Drush Haran. So affected Drush Haran, the biggest son. The Drush Haran says that Enochanami, they were Oyvdev, but Azor, Deus, Koizvois, Mamish, Reverend Paul, but they were Bali Mudas. They had Mudas Tavis. So the Drush Haran, obviously I'm ad libbing the Drush Haran, but these were the Drush Haran, if you saw it. So the Drush Haran, Masha Enkel, Eliezer, was Deus, unbelievable Deus. They knew Kalatar Kula, Sora Schneer's best Talmud. But the Mudas, the Oro Knam comes to Mudas Royce, you don't start up. So suck the Drush Haran, it's a shiny. I love Deus. Deus, you could change. Deus, if there's good Midas, you could change the Deus. As every Rabbi Kiva, Rachel said, she saw him snoo a mile. He had Deus, but he wanted to kill the Chatam Lecham. He made Talon written puppies limb by limb. But she saw he had good Midas. Midas, it's better to go with. Deus, you could change. Midas is much harder to change. Therefore, at the Drush Haran, that's why he took. The Mailer boys, I wanted to say the Fizer. Gewalt. Katz wir haben neben das Geis in der Kirch und ja ich um das Geis zu eben normally gehen. Rifke says the thing if easy to take a daughter from Canaan with Midas, Canaan is Midas Royce, Oro Canaan, a terrible self-interest, just into your selfish people, Canaan, and it was Mishamish Mateva. Lama li chayim, I have no life. Where do these words come from? The going, there's no words. No, I spoke to people that brought him tonight. You don't find these words lama li chayim anyone. That's what the going saying. This is the makar of the going. The Rifka was saying, ask me this, lama li chayim. She was saying, if Yaakov's going to take a lady from her, what's the chasar me this? What you say, lama li chayim? On that, the going says, iki chiyuzah shel adam, who the Shabbos amiz bin lav lama li chayim. On the of Shri Sami, on the of Midas Royce. If you're not able to show me Midas, you can have Midas Royce. This is the pshat I wanted to say. The Makor never the going. I said over on Shabbos, a little bit of people said that it was Mamash, they think it's a Gaval, the Emma Savar, the going. But the Mice, this is the Makor of the going. I feel the Trush around it. That's the Yisoy. Loma Lichayim. And the Mela, that was the Vard that she hit Yitzchak with. Loma Lichayim. We have no life. We can have a Gaval from children, but they can have Midas Royce. There's no Tachlis. So right away, Vayikra Yitzchak go to Padan Aram. But she knew that was the calling card. That's going to get Yitzchak to move right away. Vayikra Yitzchak Yaakov, okay, start heading out the brother, you can't stay anywhere. There's a chashash, maybe she's in the and the mice is a murder of Evan Ezra. The Evan Ezra and the parsha from the parsha of Yeshiv is a murder of Evan Ezra over there. It says that Yehuda Nebuch, he went there, he fell down, he took a girl, no Shua. Took a girl, Shua, she was from Nois Knan. She was from Nois Knan, the Nois Chazal say. Pasuk says she was from Knan. Who are children? Erva Oina. You know the Chatam of Erva Oina. Chazal speaks about how terrible they were. And when the whole world was selfish, they didn't want to give their Zerah to. So therefore they were Mashkus the Zerah. They both died young. So after Evan Ezra, this is because they came from Canaan. So the Torah later on shows the Metzias what happens when you take from Canaan. Erva Oina comes from Canaan. Evan Ezra speaks down Mefurish. The Mela, the scholars of the Torah before, we see later on what happens. We take Chas V'Shalom from people that be destroyed, Chas V'Shalom, Lama Loi Chaim Taker. The Mela, what's nogeh for us, because I was thinking about it, that the pasuk says lo toy v'yosu olam levada es lo eze kenegda shatim, everybody's barishing away and every shever rose companionship, whatever you want to say, but say. We said we have a whole different pshat, Rashi, but this is also the poshup pshat, like toiv, hayoyis, aron, ezel, ezel, kenegd. The Sephorno says pshat, ezel, kenegd, means her ezel, if she kenegd. The poshup is very shver, I mean, chazal, dash, and zocha, but the poshup pshat, ezel, kenegd, she said, ezel, kenegd. So it comes out unbelievable, loy toiv, you can, it's not shat to reach the madrega of toiv without a wife. Why? Hashem made her ezel, kenegd, she's kenegd. Because iket hafkid ha adam is shver samidis. That's what we're here for. Is, oh man, it's so difficult to get along. Chazal Shalom, not our guy, but people out there say, get along with a woman. She has this and she's this. She's, I'm illogical. She's emotional. Everything. I went last night. I was going to sleep. My wife's screaming, yelling. I thought there was an alligator in the bathtub. She said she's never seen something so large. It was 3 a.m. I thought Chazal Shalom was a big alligator with big white teeth. I was waiting to go in there. I came in there with Mama. I had a whole suit one on. I was a suit with a bulletproof vest. I came in there with knives, guns. Mom had all got everything. And I come in looking for the alligator, and I had to get out a microscope to find it. Witch bug. I can't see it. There, in the drain over there. I can't look. And you're going deeper with the microscope, and further with the microscope, and there it is, 1/10,000th of an inch of a little beetle. That wouldn't harm anything, and you thought it was the alligator in the swamps, and there it is, little beetle. Oh, how do you do? Mamish, 1/4 inch. Please kill it. And you say, this is what I had to wake up for. And 3 a.m, not an alligator, not even a mosquito. Beetle on the wall. And you go crazy. What? Sometimes you go crazy. They're screaming and yelling, get it out. What's in there? Ferocious lion? It's a little fly. But women are much more sensitive. Now, so I understand, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting us in this matzah? I have to get up 3 a.m. to beat up a beetle? I mean, what? That's what I came to this world for? Yes. Because when you get up in the morning, they say, oh, Tayyid, dear, I understand why you're so concerned. That's taka, very scary, that beetle. And you go out, you take it out, you show your thing, and you show your midas, that's what you're living for. Come on, Rabbi. You're taking it too stark. You must be somebody who's speaking, you know, from the female, the women at the Kotel who want to dive, and you're from that group. You're dashing for the women. No. It's a Vilna Gaon, Rabosai. A Vilna Gaon. Ikka Chiyas Ha'onim Shviyas Amidas. You come at night, starving, you learn so good today. Your mouth is mamish dry, and you haven't eaten for whatever reason. Lunch wasn't ready either, and you're waiting for that supper that she's talking about. And you come home, and you come to the plate is waiting. It's just going to be another hour and a half. The potatoes are a little hard. Well, when did you put them up, honey? I left you by alone. I was a little busy. Aunt Tilly called. We had a very important conversation over tichlich. You know, the different type of tichlich, they say. And I got all tichlich from the tichlich. And by the time I knew it, and you're coming there starving, and on the plate, she managed to squeeze out one pea, was ready. Just one little pea. And there's a knife and a fork over there. You take the knife. Fork, you stick it into the pea and you cut it in half and you thank your wife for the delicious supper. Ikka chiyusa shel adam u shviris hamidis vim lav lama loichayim.